Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 我们大家有一个默祷，思想上帝给我们的话语好吗？安静下来，有一个思想。
Let us be silent few seconds before the Lord. Just think, what is Jesus speaking to us right now?
我想当你开始祷告思想的时候，你要思想神的仆人彼得旭在谈到我们中国家庭教会他的妹妹，还有一批人现在还在监牢里。
And as you are meditating, let us concentrate our thought and let us pray on behalf of Sister Deborah, the sister of Peter Hsu.
也许他们现在正是在受苦刑的时候，
受审讯的时候。Brothers, sisters, they may be in torture and persecution right now in this moment.
我们在这里能够享受神的话语，我渴望主能够站在他使女，站在他仆人的身边。
And as we in the freedom here are hearing the word of God coming to us, that the Lord Himself will stand by side of these sisters and brothers in Chinese persons.
我们现在安静起来一个祷告。
Let us be silent and let us pray together.
从死里复活的耶稣基督，不是我们爱你，是你先爱了我们。
Risen Lord, it wasn't that we first loved you, but you first loved us so much.
是你爱我们，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Because of your great love, you were willing to die for our sins on the cross.
亲爱的耶稣，我们来到你的面前，我们为着我们的国家，你给我们国家的苦难，我们向你感谢和赞美。
Lord, as we are coming before you today, I thank you for all the suffering you have given my home nations.
我求你能够纪念的在牢因着福音的缘故，在牢房里的弟兄姊妹，也纪念他们的家人。
Lord, I ask you to remember all those workers of yours who are suffering for the sake of the gospel in Chinese labor camps and prisons, and remember their families outside.
不管有多大的苦难，主求你保守你在中国的教会，使他们在苦难中靠你刚强壮胆，不放弃传福音的意向。
Persecution and difficulties are for your church in China. I ask you to protect your church.
我奉你的名宣告撒旦黑暗的权力。全人没有办法胜过你的教会。
In the name, your name, I just command that the power of Satan is never going to overcome your church.
同时，我们今天晚上奉你的名宣告，你复兴的火也再一次燃烧在这个国家。
And in your name and by faith we proclaim that the revival is coming back to UK.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
阿门。
阿门。
众城门呐，抬起头来，哈利路亚。
阿门。
哈利路亚。当神的仆人做见证的时候，他是做到我个人、我们之间一些得胜的见证。
When this brother she was sharing, he was sharing about the victories of our testimony.
我知道你们在听他的，我们怎样跟随主、顺服主。从那个监牢里面走出来。
You understood that because of the obedience, God let me out from the prison.
其实也很少弟兄姊妹知道，我们也是人，我们不是每一天都是熟人，我们也有很多失败的见证。
But many of you haven't heard about the testimonies of our failures. We are human like you are.
我们坐监不是为了犯罪，乃是为了传福音，单单为了信仰。
When we are imprisoned in China, it's not because of our crimes, but just because our obedience to the gospel.
当你开始执行耶稣命令的时候，那个风暴会来到的。
When you, in obedience to His commission, are start to moving, there will be storm hitting your.
这好像耶稣对门徒说：“你们现在上船，要到对岸去。”
Like Likewise, when Jesus one day said to his disciple, let's take a boat and you will go to the other side of the lake.
那个门徒刚刚一上船的时候，那个风浪就来到了。
And not longer after the disciples entered on the boat and they started to row over, the storm hit the boat.
那同样的，神给中国教会的意向和使命，就是中国十三亿灵魂要得救，福音要从中国传回去，要传回耶路撒冷。
In the same way, like we received the commission from the Lord that all Chinese are going to be saved and the gospel will leave China to all the nations between China and Jerusalem.
当很多人愿意前跟随主做主门徒与主同去的时候，这个风浪就来到了。
And because so many were willing to follow after Jesus with this vision, the storm hit the church.
那个撒旦黑暗的势力突然之间把中国的门关了起来，不准外国宣教。
Satan created the storm and he totally surrounded the nation and brought it into darkness.
中国的教堂被拆毁了。
All the church buildings were destroyed.
中国的传道人下贱的圣经被烧掉了。
And all the pastors were sent to labor camps and all the Bibles were burned.
那个无神论的政权意味着这样，你中国就再也没有福音了。其实他们完全的错了。
The atheist regime, they thought we destroy all the visible presence and this will be end of Christianity.
神的道不配捆绑。
But nobody can imprison the word of God.
中国虽然没有圣经，但是宣教士留下这个福音的种子，福音是上帝的大能。
There were no Bibles in China, but the seed of gospel being proclaimed by the missionaries, it was alive and nobody could hinder it.
那个时候我们认为这是魔鬼掌权的，这是个鬼怪过来了。其实这是耶稣要借着苦难来复兴中国的教会。
And many times in China we've been like the disciples in the boat whenFinally, in the middle of a storm, Jesus appeared walking on the water. They say it's a ghost.
你知道四十年中国没有圣经，没有教堂，但是四十年中国从八十万基督徒一下子增加到超过八千万的基督徒。
Can you, and we haven't had the Bibles in China for tens of years. We haven't had church buildings, but the Christianity has had more than 100-fold growth.
圣灵没有一分一秒停止在中国老百姓的心里工作。
The Holy Spirit have not stopped to work one second in these past 50 years in China.
我们被多次为主传福音的缘故关到监里。
So many times we have been imprisoned for the sake of the gospel.
有时候我们也想这是鬼怪吗？
And sometimes we are really, we think this is weird.
你记住，你给耶稣做见证，耶稣就给你做见证。
But you have to remember, if you are willing to witness about Jesus, Jesus will witness on your behalf.
你遵行神的命令，神就听你的祷告。
If you are obedient to his commands in your life, he will listen and answer to your prayer.
我宣告耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远是没有改变的。
I still want to proclaim that Jesus is same yesterday, today and forever.
很奇妙，我们一起关到监牢里的时候，突然之间耶稣来了。
And this, when we were imprisoned in China, in a prison, one day Jesus came into prison.
那个耶稣到监牢里来给我们讲话。
Jesus came to prison and he started to speak to us.
你知道徐弟兄听到耶稣的话语，他非常怕，他说耶稣啊，这是监牢啊，你怎么能够释放人的用？
That's what Brother Hsu said when Jesus started to speak to him. He said, Lord Jesus, this is a top security prison. And he was frightened.
那我当时听到耶稣在呼唤我的名字，他说我现在要救你，要把你从监牢里面救出去。
And the same moment I heard the same voice saying to me, my name and say, today is the day of salvation for you, I will take you out from prison.
那我也在问耶稣，这是监狱啊。
And I said to Jesus, Lord Jesus, this is a security prison.
我里面发出一个从神而来的声音，监狱是一个事实，不是真理。
But then the voice was growing from my inner being saying that the prison is a trial, but I am the truth.
耶稣是真理。
Jesus is the truth.
真理能把你带到自由里面去。
And、it's only truth that can set you free.
弟兄姊妹，不管你有多大的问题，这是个事实，但是耶稣是道路，是真理，是生命。
My brothers and sisters, no matter how big troubles and problems there are in your life, they are just trials. Jesus is eternal truth.
我们能够在这个生命这个机构里面来来聚会的时候，我们需要有信心在神面上行走。
When we are here in a meeting arranged by Living Water, the purpose is that we start to learn to walk on the water.
你知道，正在这个风浪临到那个船快要门徒们那个船快要沉下去的时候，耶稣说：“是我，就有人愿意跳船。”
And a miracle happened on the sea that day. In the middle of the storm, when the boat was just about to go under.Jesus just said a few words. He said, "It's I." And right away, somebody was willing to leave the boat and walk to Jesus.
那个北丹徐他看见是主的时候，他的心呢也是咚咚咚咚咚在跳，他蒙着被子在祷告。
And Peter was in the boat when he heard it's the Lord. His heart started to beat and he started to pray.
也许神呼召我就是这样，那我一听到是主的时候，我知道也是冒险的，但是我说主啊，是你，我要出去嘛。
In the same way as I said to Lord, if you want me to go out, I want to be obedient, I want to walk out.
你知道当我开始跳下去的时候，这个监狱的门就开了。
And as I left my cell and I started to walk towards the doors were open for me automatically.
而且一道一道的门都开了。
One after other, the doors were opened.
你的癌症是一个事实，你家庭、你的婚姻、你的问题都是个事实。
Cancer in your body is a trial. The situation in your family, in your business, in your life is a trial.
耶稣基督他是从死里复活的主。
Jesus Christ is the risen Lord.
他能够也把我们从不同的监牢里面带出来。
And he has the mighty power. He can bring us out from any kind of cell.
我们应该照着上帝的话语跳下去。
So, let us all take hold of the promise of the Lord and His word and leave the boat.
有多少人知道中国教会？
How many of you know more about China?
中国没有著名的解经家。
There are no famous preachers at the church in China.
但是他们遇到问题就是跪在主的面前呼喊耶稣，耶稣。
But always when the believers they are hit by difficulties and impossibilities.They kneel down and they start to cry out, Jesus, Jesus.
他们借着耶稣的宝血呼求圣灵来带领我们明白一切的真理。
And they are shouting to the Jesus to give them the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will lead them to the truth.
这是我第一次能够从监牢里面走出来，站在这里证明耶稣基督从死里活。复活，他是活着不改变的主。
I'm standing as a living testimony about that Jesus is alive. He lives today, and that's why I can stand here as a living witness.
当我从监牢里面走出来以后，来到国外，天天我要为耶稣做见证。
After I was came out from the prison and I came to overseas to West World.I started to have these non-stop meetings all over the world.
每天好像工作就好像我的神一样，天天就是讲道，天天讲道。
And every day from morning to evening, I was preaching and sharing my testimony.
突然之间有一天，我听到神在警告说：“我知道你的劳苦，你的忍耐，但你把起初的爱心离弃了。”
And one day after being in this rally for many, many months.I heard the Lord speaking to me. You have lost your first love to me.
我虽然对你说开的这个开的门是没有人能关你，但我要把你关门的时候也是没有人能开的。
And the Lord said to me, I have promised to open doors for you. Nobody is able to shut, but I'm also able.To shut the doors and nobody is able to open the doors.
弟兄姊妹，不管你过去多么的属灵，多么的顺服神，被神所重用。
My brothers and sisters, it does not help you if you in the past, in the history, have been an obedient and been following Jesus.
神不为任何人放弃他的原则。
Because God does not allow us to come or get away from the calling in our lives.
除非你向神彻底的悔改。
And if you are not willing to repent from your situation,
不然上帝会要用他不同的方法来教导你，真正要你完全顺服为止。
If you are not willing to repent from your sins, he is going to give you another kind of storm to direct your life.
我第四次坐在监牢里面，完全是出于悖逆神，不是顺服神。
And for the fourth time when I ended up in prison, it wasn't because of my obedience to the gospel, it was all because of my disobedience.
当神开始警告我的时候，我没有留心上帝的警告。
When God started to direct me and discipline me, I did not correct my life.
当时我的家人因为顺服这个合一，把福音传回耶路撒冷的异乡，我的家人是在一个佛教国家，在缅甸服
侍。I had only transferred my family because of this calling back to Jerusalem, and we were living in a Buddhist nation.
可是我在德国，德国政府就是要我家人要回到缅甸来了。
I was already personally living in Germany.And when the government promised that they will allow my family be reunified and move to Germany.
那我就开始要向神和我的家人一起开始进食祷告。
So together with my family, we started to fast and pray.
那我在祷告的时候，神开始对我在讲话。
And as we were praying, the Lord started to speak to me.
你要离开这个缅甸这个国家的时候，你要把缅甸所有的东西全部留下来。
And the Lord said to me,When you are living with your family from Burma, Myanmar, you have to leave behind all your possessions and all your documents.
神透过一个异梦让我看见我的家人都存这个海关过去了。可是当我过的时候，海关突然间，你现在还缅甸的证件就把我扣了起来。
And in that vision, I saw my family members, how they peacefully were able to leave the Burma.But when I came to the border, I was handcuffed and I was thrown into prison.
当我被下刑的时候，我才告诉我的妻子，告诉当时的牧师们，很多的牧师和他的学生，我说不好了，我明天走不了了。
And the morning when I wake up, I told this to my wife and all my co-workers, and I said, "Very bad. I am not going to able to leave this country tomorrow."
那我的妻子说怎么了？我说我刚刚做了一个梦，我梦到你们从海关过去，我过的时候，警察把手铐铐在我的手上。
And I told what I have seen. I said, "Tomorrow, when we are about to leave, you are able to leave, but I will be handcuffed and I will be arrested."
我的妻子说，那你就把缅甸所有的东西留下来。可是当时的缅甸的牧师们很会讲好听话，哎呀，牧师，我们知道你是大有信心的，没有问题。
My wife said to me, "Do not take any of those documents with you, and you are able to leave." But the pastors, the local pastors, they started to speak very sweet words to me and say, "You are so loved by God. We will pray for you for protection, and you are able to live peacefully."
我开始轻呼太太对我的警告，我相信一些牧师们对我所讲的话。我说真的，人家都说没有问题，我可以带上的。
And I listened more to these pastors than I listened to my dear wife, and I decided I'm going to take my Burma ID documents with me when I leave the country.
我开始坐飞机要下飞机的时候，突然之间真的就是这样被公安抓住。
And when I'm in disobedience, started to travel, and I was in transit in Burma International Airport.The thing happened. They found those papers, and I was arrested.
经过很长的挣扎，到最后时间，那个法官说：“你讲的都是事实吗？”我说：“是。”他说：“好，现在给你七年的时间，
and after I've been
免费，你好留在这里。”
In the cell for several months. Finally, a few months later, they asked me, "Is everything true what you have said?" And they said that I will be sentenced for 7 years imprisonment in Burma.
那个时候我在向神讲的，我说主啊，你从前告诉我说，你给我一个敞开的门是没有人能关的呀。
As I was in the prison that time, I was crying to the Lord and reminding His promises. You said you are going to open the door for me that nobody is able to shut.
就是啊，当我关了门也没有人能开呀。
But the Lord replied, "If I lock the door, nobody is able to open it."
各位弟兄姊妹，我真正的劝你们，若是神给你们有一个护照，我劝你们能够顺服神的护照。
My brothers and sisters, I really, from my heart, I tell you, if God has given a calling upon your life, be obedient to that calling.
我今天晚上没有办法一切的把我在监牢那个被你神在监牢里面他的经历讲给你们。
It's impossible for me to share all what happened to me in prison that time.
但我说要讲一个故事，就是好像约拿一样，当你被你神的时候，你想死也死不了。
But I tell you, like it happened to Prophet Jonah.When he died to suicide, to kill himself, to get away from his calling, he was not able to die.
约拿也是上帝清楚告诉他，他还要再求外面的印证。哎呀，我再找一个找一张传票，若是有人奉献了，可能我听错了。
The calling upon his life was so clear to go to Nineveh.But he was thinking, if I'm able to get money and buy a ticket on the boat away from that direction, this is the will of the Lord.
那他这个被你神带来这一种风暴，到最后的时候，他说要死，我死都不要这个到这个到尼尼微去。
And the storm was hitting the boat. He was willing.To die rather than to be obedient to the Lord.
当约拿想要死了，神就吩咐大雨张开口把他接到里面，叫他学一个功课。
And when Jonah wanted to suicide, God sent a big fish, and the fish swallowed Jonah.
你说那个海的那个鱼是很听神的话呀，那个鱼就张开嘴说：“好，约拿，你进来吧。”
The fishes are always obedient to the Lord. So the big fish was open mouth waiting. Jonah, welcome in.
直到约拿开始学会完全顺服的时候，神说：“那约拿，你再张开口把它吐出去。”
And after he'd been washed inside the fish for 3 days, and he was willing to repent, God just commanded the fish, you just vomit Jonah out from your mouth.
Jonah 开始说那个鱼肚子里面吐出来的时候，他可能想，我现在已经到踏实了，因为我没得船票是向踏实的方向了。
And I think that when Jonah was washing, clean his eyes, so that he could see where he was standing, he was thinking, the Lord has have mercy on me, I'm standing outside Tarsus.
你说他睁开眼睛看一看。啊，原来现在还是尼尼微呀。
But then he discovered, I have been brought back to the gates of Nineveh.
神就是要透过不同的方式来修理来管教。我从监牢里面出来的时候，所有的东西全部收掉了。
He is able to use many ways to correct our lives and bring us back to the calling in our lives.
当一个国家有风浪，当你的公司、你的家庭、教会有风浪，你想想是不是中间有悖逆神的人？
And sometimes the reason why we are in storm is because we are disobedient to the Lord.
可能我们国家的经济风暴，可能与我们中间有一群悖逆神的约拿有关的，要很多人往这谈的都没有办法。
Sometimes financial difficulties hit a nation. It has to do with of disobedience of that nation.
神就是要动用海陆空三军，就是要改变这些悖逆之。
And God is able to use everything He has created to correct His creation.
我今天晚上说要讲的，假如我们中间有些人，你现在好像过的生活好像鱼肚子里面那个约拿那个生活，在黑暗之中。
Maybe there's somebody in the meeting tonight, and you feel like you are in the tummy of the big fish, and you are really feeling ugly.
你不要以为这是鬼怪。
Don't say that I'm under demonic possession.
你不要以为说这是我没有希望了，我的家庭就这样了，我的事业就这样了。
Impossible.
神现在在等待着你的顺服。
The Lord is just expecting you to stand up and start to walk in obedience.
但是神今天晚上正在等待着一群悔改的人，肯悔改的人。
The Lord is expecting you to repent.
当你悔改的时候，那个神叫那个大鱼那个口一张开的时候，你就从里面出来，又成为一个新造的人了。
And if you are willing to repent, the fish is going to open the mouth, and you are coming out like a newborn person.
我认为过一个顺服神的生活是非常重要的。
I believe that the most important thing isOf us to live our lives in obedience to the word of the Lord.
你今天晚上想一想，神要叫你做什么的？
And nobody can tell you what you have to do in your life.
我知道我们自己有自己的计划，你好像约拿那样，你的计划已经定好了，你今天要做什么
？We have all our plans and we have our ideas like Jonah.
但是神有一个意象。
But the Lord wants to give you a vision.
神有一个使命。
And he has a commission for you.
这福音要传遍天下。
The gospel has to be preached to every person living on this earth.
佛教国家要被改变。
The Buddhist nations are going to be changed.
印度教国家要被耶稣基督大能的福音改变。
And the great power of the gospel of Jesus will change the whole India.
穆斯林地区要被耶稣基督大能的福音改变。
The Muslim nations are going to be changed by the mighty power of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们这个国家的这些佛教、印度教、回教国家的人要被耶稣福音改变。
The people who are living in these big nations, they are going to be changed by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
神今天要在我们中间呼唤约拿，要出来，要到神所工作的地方去撒种，去欢呼。
Jonah, stand up and join me and come to the work of my Holy Spirit.
你知道有多少人知道佛教国家要换主人，印度教国家要换主人，穆斯林地区要换主人，你有多少人知道是谁？
How many of you know that what is going to happen when there's going to be a change of lordship in the house of Buddha, Hindu and Islam?Who will be the Lord of these nations?
Amen. 耶稣基督是全地的主。
Jesus Christ is the Lord of mankind.
印度教国家、佛教国家的偶像要倒下去。
All these idols of India and the Islam and the Buddhist world, they are come to down and be crushed at the feet of Jesus.
神没有应许遍地充满偶像，神的应许是遍地充满他的荣耀。
God has never said that the world will be filled with idols. He said the world will be filled with my glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.神给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各立的约没有改变。
The commitment and promise God gave to two sons of Abraham, Isaac and Ishmael.
埃及人要得救。
The people of Egypt are going to be saved.
穆斯林地区要得救。
The Muslim nations are going to be saved.
犹太人要得救。
The Jewish people are going to be saved.
亚伯拉罕的后裔、以实玛利的后代、以撒的后代要得救。
The descendants of Isaac and Ishmael are going to be saved.
他们只有一个声音，他们说：“穆罕默德不是主，弥赛亚，耶稣基督就是弥赛亚。”他们要抱在一起欢呼：“耶稣基督就是弥赛亚。”
They're going to embrace one another, saying.Muhammad is not the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
你相信这个时代要得救。
Do you believe that this generation is called to be saved?
被你的约拿，你就站起来吧。
Jonah, stand up.
约拿，站起来吧。
Jonas, let us stand up.
我们站起来对主说，主啊，我愿意顺服你。
Let us all stand up and say to the Lord, Lord, I want to be obedient.
耶稣基督从死里复活的大使命没有改变，弟兄姊妹。
The calling of Jesus Christ.Is unchangeable.
你不需要再找其他的凭据了，这个使命是最重要的。
Don't go back to your old life. This call is commission is life urgent.
耶稣今天晚上就是要把你从那个鱼肚子里面要再一次吐出来，把你从黑暗中吐出来。
The Lord Jesus is going to rescue you from the darkness of the fish into the light in Him.
我们一起开口祷告。
Let us all pray together.
Close our mouths.
Hallelujah. Let's raise our hands, those of you that are comfortable with that. And pray together. God can unscramble all of our voices. Just pray out now with one voice. Say, here we are, Lord. Use us, O God. Use our hands. Use our feet. Use our voices. Use us, Lord. Here we are, Lord. Send us, O God. For we don't look and say somewhere else, some other time, some other day, some other place. Use us, O God. Use us, O Lord. Here we are. Say to God, here I am. I'm standing, Lord. Ready to be used by you. Ready to be used by you, Lord Jesus. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. In me, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Lord, hear the prayer of every person that's here as we're stirred with the example of these men, of their willingness to give up everything for you. Lord, we're stirred by their passion. We're provoked by their message. For it is your word. The whole earth will be filled with your glory, as sure as water is wet. It's a fact, Lord. It's been established in the heavens. The King is in heaven, seated on the throne. There is no power. There is no authority. There is no name that is higher. You are the Lord of lords and King of kings. And we acknowledge your lordship. And we volunteer as people who will be willing in the day of your power. Here we are, Lord. Use us. So the whole earth will be filled with your glory. And every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Let's confess that. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Lord of all. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Lord of all, Jesus. Father, we do pray for our brothers and those who were persecuted for their faith. Lord, they didn't ask us to pray for the persecution to stop, but rather for your protection. And for a continuation of the advance of the gospel into all the earth. And that's what we pray for, Lord. We agree with them to intercede for those in prison, that every and any opportunity will be used for the advance of your word, your light, into all the world. Help us, we pray. In Jesus' name. Church, at the beginning when Brother Ram was sharing, he mentioned that every member was an evangelist. Not just every member a minister, but every member an evangelist. So that wherever we go, we gossip that gospel. We proclaim the Lordship of Christ. I was challenged by that. Not just for a small, distinct group who we call the evangelists, but every one of us. The church is the hope of the world because we have been entrusted with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are not ashamed of that gospel, are we? For it is the power of God unto salvation. For there is no other name by which men can be saved except the name of Jesus. And he has entrusted to us that message. Here we are, Lord. send us. Do business with God just now as we're concluding our time together. Say, here I am, Lord. I'll do the work of an evangelist. I'll do it, Lord. In Jesus' name. I'm just going to ask Gordon Hickson to come and pray for us as we conclude our time. We'll finish after this with a song of declaration. Put a blessing on us and our brothers as we close.
You know, the Spirit of the Lord is here to set captives free. You know, it begins tonight. You need to walk out of your prison. And if you're in a prison of sickness tonight, in Jesus' name, you're going to walk out of it. If you're in a prison emotionally, you're going to walk out of it tonight. There is authority in the name of Jesus in this place. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on us to set captives free. Do you believe it? If you're in that prison tonight, I just want you to raise your hands right now. If you feel that you're just in that prison, emotionally, physically, with sickness, in a financial situation, I just want you to lift your hand where you are. And we're going to pray as a body. We're one body, one Lord here tonight. If that's you, I just want you to raise. Don't be embarrassed about this. This is family tonight. Just raise your hands where you are. If you want prayer. And if you see somebody with their hands raised, I just want you to just put your hand on them right where you are. Let's just pray in agreement together. If you see somebody with their hands raised, just put your hand on them right now. Father, we thank you tonight for the power of the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare every captive goes free tonight. We break the spirit of sickness. We break the spirit of infirmity. We break every demonic power that has held these people captive. We command those prison doors open right now in Jesus' name. We loose them from every captivity emotionally, financially, spiritually, physically. Father, we command right now these doors open in this place. Now in Jesus' name. Take hold of God's hands. Just lift your hand. Take hold of the hand of God. The Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and connect with each of these people. Holy Spirit, come. Come. Some of you are just going to feel the power of God beginning to fall on you right where you are. You're going to feel those chains beginning to break. You're going to feel the Spirit of God beginning to lose something of hope. Those of you who have been discouraged, in Jesus' name, renounce that discouragement, because discouragement opens the door to sickness. Take hold of hope tonight. Grab hold of it. Lift your hand and grab hold of hope. Hope does not disappoint. It does not disappoint. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray you would light a fire tonight that cannot be put out. Father, you will reopen the call of this city to be a mission-sending nation. Oh, God, open up the wells of missions in this city again. What the enemy is trying to block, we declare, let it be opened in Jesus' name. Let this city go. Let this city go. Let this city go. Let these wells of mission begin to bubble up again. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit penetrate through every church, every house, every college. Let the fire of God flow out in this place in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We don't know all who are here tonight. I don't want to finish tonight without doing this. The verse has been quoted. Jesus is the same today as he was yesterday and will be forever. Jesus still saves. Delivers us from the tyranny of ourselves. And takes control of our life. And makes a much better job of it than we ever did ourselves. If you're in this place and I don't, can't know all of you, we're packed out with 1,800 people. If you have never said, Lord, I want to make you now the ruler of my life, take over, let your kingdom come, use whatever phrase you want. Tonight, you can do it. The best decision you'll ever make in your life. It changes your life forever. It secures you for eternity. It gives you a purpose and a destiny by coming into a relationship with a living God. If you've never done that, begins by saying, sorry for the way I've lived. Take over my life from today. I will follow after you with a conversation with God called prayer. If you've never done that, I'm just going to ask. You want to do that? Raise your hand right now, right across this beautiful building. Say, yes, I'll do that. I'll give my life to Christ. Lord, we pray for everyone that's in this room. You know them intimately by name. If all love and know you, we rejoice. If they don't, Lord, hound them until they bow the knee to the Lordship of Christ and acknowledge your rule and reign. Amen and amen. Lord, may that which has been established in our hearts tonight affect our city, our nation, the nations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.